So I come from a family of singers, and I don't mean professional singers, just that growing up, I was part of a family that was inclined to sing. Summer evenings when we were all together, all of us, out at the lake, my grandpa would tell my mom to go and get his guitar. That's what he called it. We were going to sing.
Heaven's just to sing away, oh, oh, just to sing away. I can't wait.
One of his favorites.
Day, I think I'm giving in.
So many fond memories from that song. We were that kind of a family growing up in my house. We were that weird family. Sunday afternoons, my dad or one of my brothers would sit down at the piano and start playing. It was a siren song. We'd all stop whatever we were doing and gather around. Play this one now, we'd say. Let's sing this one. And now it's my own son at the piano, belting out Elton John, Queen, The Beatles, numbers from Rent, Hamilton, Les Miserables. We have our good days, we have our bad, but our family ethos has always been to keep on singing. How can we keep from singing? How can we keep from singing, we'll say, when there is just so much to celebrate? The little joys that surprise us, the unexpected finding of them a delight, like fingers that all of a sudden feel the $5 bill in the pocket of the coat just pulled from the closet. A text from a friend in the middle of the hard week they didn't even know you were having. Come on over for dinner on Friday. Just bring yourself. It was just what you needed to hear, and it came at just the right time. How can we keep from singing? The child, long struggling, is finally accepting of help. There's headway being made now, a glimmer of light in what's been a long tunnel. How can we keep from singing when there's so much to celebrate? They say it's 7 million young people worldwide who took part in climate strikes. During the last week of September, everyone thought it was the deepest chasm of impossibility, but a tiny 16-year-old in a blue hoodie and sneakers nimbly leapt right across. She stared down the Goliaths of the world, launching her words like rocks from a slingshot. There she was, face to face with our prime minister, him committing to plant 3 billion trees. How can we keep from singing? It was Bishop Augustine of Hippo, North African father of the early church, philosopher and theologian, who said the Christian should be an alleluia from head to toe, a walking celebration. How can we keep from singing, he might have said, when there is so much to celebrate? But it is worth reminding ourselves from time to time just exactly what it is that compels our song. Celebration is not contingent upon everything always going according to plan. Celebration is not reserved for those who move through life happy and triumphant, because there are now, and there will be, times when we find ourselves suddenly overpowered, taken captive by circumstance, so to speak. Our very foundations feel chipped at, attacked, and we wobble like a child's tower of blocks. There have been, and there are now, and there will be moments when we feel as though we're under siege by a Babylonian army of challenge. When a sudden loss, or a difficulty, a rupture, or a pressure, a sadness, or a worry uproots us, transplants us, sends us into exile from our promised land. Yet even here, the music finds us, the poetry of the soul. How can we keep from singing? How do we account for this? The celebration of faith is not always a celebration of success. Like Timothy, we can find ourselves facing a task that feels too big for us, beyond our natural gifts and capabilities. We're not the right person for this job, we find ourselves saying. We quiver, anxious, uncertain, in the face of the monumental, feeling as though the whole future is on our shoulders. Like Timothy, we question ourselves and doubt, is it in us to rise to this occasion? And yet, even here, there is a reason to celebrate. We find we cannot keep from singing. There is more than one note in the song of faith. How can we keep from singing? The walls of the chapel at the Lutheran School of Theology in Chicago are made entirely of glass. When you attend a worship service there, you sit facing a floor-to-ceiling view of 55th Street, and it is impossible to miss the complicated world in which we live. You sit there, you're staring right at it. It's trouble and it's grace. The students from the University of Chicago walk past oblivious to your presence. The flashing lights and sirens from the fire station across the street bear witness to the constant fact of emergency, someone suffering somewhere. You see the beauty too, the grandeur and breadth of established trees, a teenaged couple standing under one of them sheepish in their first kisses. On the boulevard, a father reaches for a child's hand and taking it all in, the vista of promise and challenge, you stand to sing. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music singing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? We are a people who celebrate. We who are not triumphant at the moment, we who are down, we who are brokenhearted, we who tremble at that vista through the window and all of its challenges, we who are anxious, we who are overwhelmed, still, we cannot keep from singing. We are an alleluia from head to toe. Not because we celebrate success. Not because we celebrate always coming out on top. But because we celebrate communion. The faith that God is with us. All the little joys that meet us, even in our challenges, testify that something holds us, even when it seems as though we're standing all alone. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love. We are empty, and yet we are filled. Bread is broken for us, even here. A cup poured out, we celebrate communion, God's communion with us, the presence for all, a holy mystery that is holy, fully love. We are a part of a family that is inclined to sing, to celebrate. How can we keep from singing? And so I would invite you now to stand and to grab your hymn book. We'll sing number 716, My Life Flows On, verse 1 and verse 4.